Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love Fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Stay here, stay here, stay here, stay here. Good evening, Dons and Divas, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens. Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I'm one of your hosts, Storm. With me, I do have my fellow divas. I believe we have Ray Queen and Miss Mobetta in the building. Ladies, you guys there?
Yes, Diva. Yes, bro, we are in the building.
All right. So, of course, welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Manager Diva Squad. We're live every Wednesday starting at 8 p.m. You can also press the link that you have on all the social media websites, you know, or you can just give a call in to 845-277-9098. Tonight's show, we're pretty much just going to recap on what's been going on in the world. And we did have someone send in a topic, so we will be touching on that topic this evening. It was a topic we should have just last week. We had a little bit of emergency going on. So this week we'll definitely, you know, give our feedback on the topic, open the phone lines up so you guys can call in and discuss, you know, the topic as well. Let's get the call, you know, give the person their your feedback on the topic. So, ladies, how you guys been?
I've been doing all right. I can complain, but I won't, you know. Y'all know what tomorrow is, right? Y'all know what season we're in, right?
The Diva's birthday. Diva's birthday.
But listen, it's season, and I call it AKA Cancer. Claim Cancer because Cancer is such an ugly thing that I changed my zodiac sign this summer. So that,
you know what, I can smart
just to
smart.
Keep everybody in line and in tune with where I'm at.
Good. Excellent. Well, look, happy early birthday, of course. Callers, we do see the lines are lit up already. You could press that one button and come on the air and say happy birthday to Miss Mobetta as well. Her wonderful birthday is tomorrow, but she's going to be she's a summer baby now. Cancer baby, summer baby. We don't want cancer. Cancer sucks. So I agree, Miss Mobetta. We're going to wrap that summer right there. So now Miss Mobetta is driving, so she's going to be calling back in a second. Her call did drop. But Ray Queen, are you in the building?
I absolutely am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How's everything?
Well, you shouldn't have even asked because I'm sure I'm going to tell you. I have on about 4 or 5 different hats right now. I'm working on a 16-hour shift. While on a shift, I'm doing the show with you ladies, so I'm doing like a whole job while also doing orientation online for another job, so I'm tired of
Wow.
So
tired. Yes, Ray Queen is the diva who has many jobs. Ray Queen has many jobs. She's not afraid to work. It doesn't matter. She will have 5 different jobs at one time.
And still,
well, congratulations. You know what? Stop it. but we're gonna say with the new path that you're on, the new journey that you're on, you will be shedding those pounds. It may be inches, but you're gonna shed those pounds. So you're gonna be just fine. You're gonna be just fine.
Absolutely. I cannot wait to tell y'all about my new endeavors on our conference call tonight. Yes.
Excellent. So proud of you. So proud of you. Well, for me, you know, let's see, things have been hectic, you know, but we're just praying every day and hoping things continue to get better, and we're just praying for everybody, and ready to have a great show. Missed you guys last week, and it feels good to be back on the air with you. So Miss Mobetta is back on the air. Miss Mobetta, what was the topic for this evening?
I apologize. Yep, I know I'm out here in the sticks. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, I'm out in the sticks. But tonight we will be discussing how to love a parent that never really loved you. There's you know, we received the email of how, you know, this young lady, she grew up with her mom never loving her. She's never really received love from her mom. And right now, as to this day, she's actually taking care of her mother, you know, to the point where she looks at her and, like, resent her. You know what I mean? Because she's asking herself and questioning herself, like, what have I done for you to not love me or show me the love that a mother shows a child, or a parent shows a child, not just a mother, but a parent shows a child. And, you know, with us growing up, you know, with us growing up a lot, we've been, you know, taught the Bible where it says, honor thy mother and thy father, and their days on this earth will be much longer. So, you know, how can you find yourself to love a parent that never showed you love or abandoned you, or, you know, or treated you as if you were some type of stranger?
And, you know, you know what? It's a great topic, and it's really hard, because when I believe it starts from when you're younger. You know, I believe this lesson starts then with the affection and, you know, behavior and just the different things that you say to your kids and the reassurance and, you know, just that love that you give them. You know, I believe it starts younger. So it's like, as you're older, that I can definitely understand where the resentment comes from of, now, you never showed me love. I'm not even sure you love me, but yet I have to take care of you, you know, because you are my mother, you know. So I have to take care of you, but I definitely can understand the resentment. I would definitely say that it has to be some good underlying therapy for this one, because there's so many different things that I feel like we can touch on as far as helping her love the mom. But I would want to know, since she never experienced the love from her parents, how is her love for herself, if that makes sense? You know, like, was she able to embrace the love or find the love for herself, that she's able to give that love back, because she had to teach it to herself because she didn't have it.
Right.
So was she able to teach it to herself and understand where it is and where it begins and how do you give it? You know, I would want to help with that first, you know.
Listen, because the story, it gets really deep, you know, to the story. And I asked her if it was okay that we share the story. She said that's fine. You can share the story on there, you know, because now there was, I'm not giving her name, but there were instances where she was abused as a child. The mother knew, didn't do anything about it. You understand what I'm saying? And it's to the point where now she doesn't really love herself. You know what I mean? Like, She lacks a lot of things. It's not that she really hates herself. It's just that she questions herself so much, like, as to why would something this detrimental or strong happen to me? And she's one of the sweetest people I know. She's one of the sweetest people I know. You know what I mean? And then what happens is it has people that are in situations in the wrong places. When people say daddy issues and stuff, it's mommy issues also. That stuff is real. That stuff is real. You find yourself searching. So, you know, that's what happened with her, you know, and to the point where she's like, okay, I'm in a relationship, but I don't feel like I'm even giving the love or receiving it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just there. I'm just in a relationship. So, like, I explained to her, like, there's a lot of questions that you should actually sit down and ask your mother. You have to ask her to have some type of clarity, in my opinion. I feel that you should sit down and you ask her, because I went through this myself with my own father. You know what I mean? And I had to lay it out there to him, to the point where I told him, I let him know that I resented him, but I forgave him. You know what I mean? I forgave him. For whatever reason, you chose not to deal with me or deal with my mother or be in my life or whatever Mm-hmm. Now I know you have issues. You know what I'm saying? And I explained to her also, that's the point where you have to look at it like you had absolutely nothing to do with how they treated you. So don't blame yourself for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's tough. It's a hard pill to swallow. You know, not everybody is as forgiving as I am or the next person. You know what I mean? It takes a little more for people to get to that status.
Right. So you know what? Not only does it take a lot more, but it also, when you live your life and you learn as you get older, you know, as you're going through school and elementary school, high school, you know, when you start to go through different elements in your life, I feel like those are the moments where you're trying to figure out yourself, you know, and knowing, you know, getting that reassurance from home would have helped her grow a little bit more. But because she never received it, I believe now that as an adult, now we have to do some soul searching where it could be something as, you know, I say small because some people tend to think everything is so drastic, you know. Even if it could be something as like putting post-its or something on the wall, you know, like self-reassurance, like, you know, it's like affirmation, you know, I'm beautiful, you know, in the skin that I'm in. Like little positive affirmations for yourself is where that may have to start from, you know. Even on the days where you don't feel like you're beautiful, those are different things that as adults we have to, like, teach ourselves because we didn't have it when we were younger. So I think that it has to start there, but I also feel that her asking her mom, dad, whoever, questions, it's only going to frustrate her, if that makes sense, because as a parent, you know what you lacked when you had me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to throw in your face or question you, you know, on, you know, what you didn't do or what you did or didn't do as a parent. You know what you didn't do. So my only thing I would want to know from the parent is when you grew up, when you were younger, did you have that love or did your parents treat you the same way you treated me?
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would want to know that. That would help me with the question, you know, of where I should go if, you know, if I was her. Because I would want to know, when your parents, when my grandparents raised you, did they show you love? Did they show you affection? You know, did they reassure you? Like, and then you know. It could just be the way that the parent was brought up. Maybe they never experienced it. Because there's a lot of people whose parents never told them I love them, you know. Never told them they were beautiful. You know, it's a lot of people out there. Right. And sometimes, honestly, I feel like sometimes you can be hurt yourself, but because you don't know no better, you hurt somebody else.
Right.
Because you think that this is the right thing to
do. That's right.
Exactly. So I don't know. It's just, it's rough, you know. You're definitely praying for her.
It's a very touchy situation that can go very deep. You understand? And this is from my own personal experience because, again, like I said, daddy issues was real for me. You know what I'm saying? So at that point, once my long-term relationship ended, I guess that's how I became single and stayed single for so long because I said, listen, I'm not going to keep setting myself up for disappointment. You understand? I grew up with that. Not all the time, but for the most. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm tired of being disappointed. So it was easier for me to just stay single, throw up a blocker, and date if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? But that blocker is slowly coming down. It's slowly coming down. We'll talk about
weighing you down, weighing you down. Something's weighing you down, Dita, weighing you down.
Stuff like that is real. You know what I mean? And sometimes you just don't know how to deal with it. You don't know how to handle it. You don't know who to turn to. You understand what I'm saying? And like you said,
you don't know how to receive it, right?
Yeah, as a parent, she never really accepted her role or position as to why their relationship is that way. You know, when people hear that Bible verse, honor thy mother and thy father, people got to keep reading. keep reading, because
right.
it also says that the parent is not supposed to tempt the child to sin against them. So don't just stop
mm-hmm.
at what appeases you. You have to get the whole
right.
broad spectrum. You got to get the whole thing, for lack of a better word.
Right.
But you got
right.
you got to get the whole picture. Don't just pick out pieces of the mosaic that fit you.
Right, right. Yeah, I would definitely.
Yeah, if the shattered
yeah.
or maybe even broken. But listen,
don't
just pick apart stuff. That's why a lot of people don't respect the Bible and religion and stuff now, because people only use it when it's convenient for them.
Right, right. Well, I'm gonna tell you the good thing about that is, when people throw it, as long as you could throw it back and you give it back. To me, I feel like that lets you know you're not talking to no dummy, you know. But when it comes down to, like, dealing with this lady who, you know, who honestly went through something, you know, and still going through this turmoil in her life, I feel like the key has to be some type of therapy. You know, it has to be, because that self-love and that embracing is what she needs. You know, she needs that, because otherwise people will say, you know, oh, people don't really know about daddy issues. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you, my daddy was a Rolling Stone. My favorite song for him was Papa Was a Rolling Stone back in the day, okay? And that was his, listen, when he left when I was younger, that was a song that I always remembered, that song right there. And even as I got older, I always remembered it. When he passed away, that was my time as my closure, when he was asking for us. So therefore, we went down, and that was the closure that I was able to receive. But for a while, you can listen and you understand when people say, oh, that father figure, you know, or daddy's little girl. You know, you can say whatever you want to say, but reality is, when you are daddy's little girl, then you can talk about daddy's little girl. But until then, if you come from a broken home, then you have to work on healing that home that affected you. Whatever happened that affected you in that household, then you have to work on that in order for you to be able to pick up the pieces and move on to something different. And that's in all aspects, parenting, relationships, you name it. That's what that is. You got to look, you got to get some type of help for that, because that's hard, you know?
Absolutely. When you have two broken people, imagine a broken female, broken male, coming together and entering into a relationship and having had no help, you know, let's just say, all right, I'm going to give an example. I'm not going to say any names, but I know these two
of
young
course,
adults
course,
very well. Male, female. Female, from young female, 19 years old, she comes from a broken home. Home of where she's with the mother being abused and the relationship between her parents being toxic and just sad. Very smart.
Okay.
Girl. Then she has a boyfriend, I think he's 20 years old, almost 21. Okay. He comes from a broken home of abuse and drugs and suicide and self-esteem and, you know, just depression. And the two of them come together, two broken. Young adult. And you know, when you're 19, 20, 21, you think you got it all. You think you know it all. Once you get your driver's license, this, that, and the other, you graduate high school, you just think you know it all. However, these poor broken children, babies, you know what I'm saying? Babies. I want to just cradle them both in my, you know, in my arms. And it's just so sad seeing these two young adults that I know, you know? You know, and the mother always the daughter how beautiful she was and how smart she was, and she always supported her, but she was never, being that her father was so broken and thought that it was okay not show attention to his daughter and to his wife, then that, you know, it's just a whole sad situation. I pray. And I ask for y'all for a prayer so that I can be strong enough to pray for these two kids that I know, you know, family members of mine.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what it is? A lot of times with these situations with the absent parents, again, folks, over here at the Diva Squad, we don't want people to think that we're biased, because we're not biased. So
Of course not.
It happens both ways. It's male and female, because it happens on both sides.
But see, you know, what? I'm just gonna
sometimes ego, sometimes pride.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. But you know what? I know that this might sound like the like beating a dead horse. But I still feel like even with the with what you were just explaining about the two, you know, people being in a relationship and both coming from broken families and stuff, I still feel like at that age, that's the know-it-all age, you know, and sometimes the kids they don't really understand exactly how damaged they are, if that makes sense. You know, they don't really understand, like, how damaged they are. Like, you think that the life is grand and you know it all, but when you sit back and you think and you talk to people, you're really damaged. You know, you're damaged emotionally, you know, where how do you love someone else when you didn't see it? You know, you don't know what it is. It's still people have to tell you about it and talk to you about it. We're going to bring on a caller real fast, and then we're also going to bring on Miss Nobetta. Her call dropped again. We're going to bring her on, and we're going to bring on a caller. Miss Nobetta, we're going to bring you on first. You there?
Okay, I'm here. I'm sorry, guys. In a stick.
Yeah, that's all right. All right. That's okay. So I'm just going to, like, if your call drops, I'm just going to throw you back on the air, okay? When you call back in. This is a caller right here. Caller, are you there?
Hello, Diva.
Hey. What's up? What's up with it?
My Diva.
Damn.
What's going on with y'all, ladies?
Girl.
You know how we do it. We do on a Wednesday night.
I know that's right. Hello. Look, even the grand, look, the grand talk about hello. How you ladies doing, and how you holding up with this pandemic?
Oh, girl, we in phase three. Now I need a pedicure. I ain't even going to lie to you. These balls are free.
Ain't that true?
To be touched and done.
Our governor down here said, as of this coming Friday, if you come out anywhere, you got to have on a mask. Should have been that way, point blank, but...
I don't go nowhere.
Right. But I also seen where they're like quarantining people that comes to New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey for 14 days.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's not getting any better. And we might as well get prepared for this. Like, I'm not sure. I'm not going to even call it, but hey. We don't have to deal with this for a minute. Simple point blank, you know. That's why I keep my tail home. Like, I'm not trying to go out there and catch nothing. Nothing.
Like, you know, I said, you're down in the southern states. Up here in New York, that's old news now. You know. We've been struggling with that. I don't understand how people weren't following suit, like, trying to really protect himself from this. They didn't think it was going to come down there like that or something. I don't get it.
You know, and like, I don't know, I seen somewhere, Latif put it up on Facebook here, that it's something that went on in Harlem and all the people that was out there. Like, I've seen a lot of people out there with no mask and stuff on. Like, are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you just raising it. Like, it doesn't make sense. A lot of people, they're not taking it serious.
But you know what? The sad part about it is, Dons and Divas, if we really keep it 100, back in March, back in April, back in May, we were saying the same thing. People, when they come out their house and not putting on their masks and not changing their gloves. And now we in June, and these people get to come outside looking a hot mess on, okay? A hot mess.
Yes.
With no mask, with no gloves, with nothing. Nothing was going to change except for you get to now go outside And people say, oh, well, you can't go jogging with the mask on because of the carbon monoxide. You know, so you can't really jog with the mask on. Okay, but what's stopping you from when you go out your house and now you're at the store and now you're shopping and you have no mask on?
Absolutely.
Now I believe it's up to these stores. These stores have to let these people know you cannot come in my store unless you have on a mask.
What's that?
Point blank, period. They have to tell
them. And they should respect that.
That's where it's going to cut down. They have to do it because, and that's the problem. Because we've been saying the same thing, and now that it's damn near, what, 80, 90 degrees outside, it's hot as hell out there.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
and that's what I don't understand.
The heat is
like,
supposed to kill it from what they've been preaching to us, that the heat's supposed to kill it.
You're right.
Yeah,
no matter what,
then,
at the end of the day, why it's not dead? You know,
no,
why they trying to make it, what's that?
Even if you think, and if you think of that theory also, Florida is hot all the time. Florida's number right now. So that goes to show you right there that may not be true. Because Florida, you can go to Florida in the wintertime when it's wintertime in New York, and in Florida it's still warm. So that goes to show you that high temperature may not be the truth.
They never had enough information about the COVID.
No. They're trying to sell us. They're trying to sell us a story.
There you go.
As long as they ain't talking about an injection, we good to go. As long as they're not talking about injection people, we good to go.
Like, I'm actually worried. Like, my daughter and my son-in-law is down in Florida now in the Airbnb, whatever you call them things. Like I told him, how do you know that it's still safe? They're getting 2,000 cases a day.
Mm-mm.
You know, actually, I got my grandsons. Don't bring your butt to me. I want to say something else. But don't bring your tail to me no time soon. Like, no. Leave my babies here where they are, and y'all stay far away from me. I hate to say it that way, but it's facts.
Well,
you don't know who's been there where you are.
Shut Florida down anyway. Well, they wasn't letting people go.
Girl,
out, like,
listen, they've been down there since
but
Monday. They're supposed to leave tomorrow.
For the night, Twisted. Our topics tonight. Is how to love a parent that never showed you love. How do you get over that?
Ooh, that's deep right there. Ooh, true love.
That's
how I can keep saying this. Say that again, Miss Mo Better. Mo Smoking.
Yeah, she's breaking up a little bit. But you heard her, right?
Yeah.
She said, okay.
The topic,
I'm going to give her the topic, Ms. Mobetta. You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
The topic is how do you love a parent, whether it's mom or dad, mother or father, who never showed you love? Go ahead.
At the end of the day, I can't really answer that because I've always been shown love and I've always given love. You know, that's a deep one right there, y'all. And I like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's something to think about. It's really something to think about, like things to make you go,
Yeah,
look at
how many single parents there are in this world, in this country, world, whatever.
That's true.
Look at how many single parents there are. You understand?
You're
like
right, no brother. Because I'm one.
He was talking. Exactly. I was too. So my friend, he was saying that, he was like, I have children, but I'm nobody's baby daddy. I am a father to all of my children. So I was like, you know, I can respect that. I couldn't talk to a dude that does not be that's not involved with their child. You know what I'm saying? Like, how could you not? Something that's a part of you.
Wow. You know what? That is so deep. Like, at the end of the day, because I've been there and done that, like, as far as me, I feel like I've been a single parent all of my life. And I have two baby's fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't been easy. But I refuse to not neglect my babies because the father's not going to be there or has been there for them. I'm going to love mine unconditionally, you know?
Okay, but let me ask you a question.
I give props.
For the,
okay.
Let me ask you a question for all the single mothers out there. Let me ask you this question. Ms. Mobette, it kind of goes with the topic. My question for you guys are, okay, as being single parents, okay, the topic for tonight was how do you love someone that never really showed you love? How do you love a parent that never really showed you love, right?
Ooh.
So as being single parents, raising children, whether it's boys or girls, whatever, it doesn't really matter. There's still that lack of love somewhere that one parent isn't able to give. So how did you help your children learn that love from that other parent, because the other parent wasn't able to give it to them? So what did you do that helped your kids that you can give and help somebody else? That's my question for you guys.
Whoa, storm.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all have got real deep with like, oh, that's a hell of a question, Storm. Seriously. Ooh. You know, actually, I'm going to say this on my behalf, because even though their parent, their fathers weren't in their life like that, right? Me, myself, I never talked down on their fathers. I always tried to give them that love that they needed and knew that, hey, you're going to be loved regardless, one way or the other. It wasn't easy, and it hasn't still been easy, because at the end of the day, the fathers are still not giving them love, and they're grown kids. My son have called me numerous of times, like, why does my dad act like he don't care, baby? Listen, at the end of the day, he probably doesn't. But I do. He says, so do I just forget about him? That'll be on you. Like, that's
right.
A deep,
okay.
That's
right, so that's
this,
it, that's,
deep, this
see,
a
that's
deep,
good.
Deep situation.
Yeah,
you know,
see, that's good. Now Ray Queen and Miss Mobetta, what do you guys feel?
Well, in my opinion,
that's like an awkward moment of silence right there. That's an awkward moment of silence.
In my,
what?
Well, damn.
In my opinion, and in my experience, I'm going to use my father for example. My father came
George
into
Henry, I tell you.
Yes, rest in peace, my daddy.
That's right.
He came into the relationship with my mother, a broken man. His mother was not allowed to raise him because she was half white. Her father was a slave owner, white slave owner, who raped his African American slaves, and my grandmother was the outcome of that. She met my grandfather, my father's father, George Sr., they had a baby together, and my grandfather side of the family took the baby, took my father, and raised my father. However, my grandfather was not in a place where he could even raise my father. So my father bounced around, you know, from his grandmother's side and his aunts and uncles and, you know, all over the place. Anyway, long story short, my father was broken. He came into the relationship with my mother, an alcoholic, and it was something that we all hid. Well, I didn't hide it, but because I was the outspoken one. I always said, you know, he's a drunk, he's an alcoholic, he needs help. Nobody, you know, my mother helped him hide it. And we all did. To the day he passed away, may he rest in peace. I know he's watching over us. I love him. But he had such a big heart, and he meant well, you know, and he showed love the best way he could, the best way he knew how. Although he was a nasty drunk, and he got, you know, nasty when he was drunk, and of course I suffered the violence from it. One time I called him a drunk, and I was young, and
you're breaking up. Rachel, you're breaking up some. Rachel.
I know that he missed out because he wasn't drunk.
Rachel. Yeah, you're away from the phone, Rachel. It's probably because she's at work doing multiple things. But she's like so far away right now.
Yeah. He wasn't around so much, or, you know, why he did so much. You know, but I knew he did care. I know he loved us kids, and he showed the best way that he could. And I'm glad that we got to experience, you know, he passed away at age 45. I'm glad we got to experience him and being able to, you know, love us the best. He's a wonderful man.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, Ray Queen, I'm definitely going to tell you, I'm definitely going to get right to the point and let you know that, you know, rest in peace, George Henry. He was one hell of a man. I'm just saying, excuse my language. He was one good man. I had the pleasure of being around George Henry, and he was, yes, hands down.
That's beautiful.
You know, hands down. Excellent man. But, guys, I just want to bring on another caller real quick. And then, Rachel, I was trying to tell you before, like, a little piece of your story, like, we couldn't really hear you, like, you were, like, away from the phone a little bit.
Right.
But we were trying to make up, you know, understand what you were saying. Yeah, her call just dropped. But we're going to bring on our caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Good evening, ladies. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, so, Dave, welcome. Thank you, dear. I was sitting back and I was actually just listening, and then, you know, once she changed the subject, then I said, you know, let me just chime in. The first part is, how do you love someone that hasn't shown you love? It reminds me of do unto others as you would want them do unto you. So
right.
Just because they probably were in a position that you may not understand why they weren't able to show you love, it doesn't mean that you should not reciprocate the love that you need to give to them. Because by you reciprocating that love, it would more than likely bring them back to a place that they need to be. Because whatever it is, they may have been broken, but at least you can bring them back into a place, a good place, you know, so that they can actually reflect the love that is now being shown to them. As far as the other subject, as you were speaking about the father not being in the household, or this is not a feedback, is that me?
Yeah.
That's me with the feedback?
Hold on, let me see. Say something. Dave. Ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, that's Dave.
Yeah, well, I can hear you.
All right, so Dave, can you hear us okay?
Yeah, okay. Maybe this is better.
Okay, that's better.
Yes,
that's better, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, as far as the parents being in the home, not being in the home, and I'm speaking from the male point of view, and the father not being able to basically show the child love. Now, there's a lot of scenarios that that are not being taken into consideration. One is, was the child planned, or was the child out of something that just happened? And prior to the child being, huh?
No, I said, do you mean like out of wedlock? Like he was doing something else, so they were never in a relationship? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they could have been at a party. They got together. Something happened.
Oh, okay.
And
mm-hmm.
it could have been multiple people. And, you know, they're not sure who it is until everybody get tested, you know. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, was the child planned or was it some kind of, like, mistake? And if it was planned, did the two people come together as one and discuss what was going to happen? If it wasn't planned, was one of the options an abortion? Because one, maybe the father couldn't take care of the child, or the mother couldn't take care of the child once they came into the world. Now, speaking mm-hmm. from the father's perspective, if the father said to the mother, look, this wasn't planned, we never had a relationship, whatever the case is, it's best that you go the abortion route. And the mother says, well, you know what? It's my child. I'm going to have it. And the father's like, well, if you have it, that has nothing to do with me. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't want to be a part of it. And the mother has it anyway. Is he now responsible to be forced to be a father to the child that he never wanted in the first place?
That's deep. But Dave, devil's advocate. You know, I have to take it there. Devil's advocate, okay? Now, even if it was 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, okay, when you decide that you want to lay down with somebody, okay, to me personally, I feel like you already have in your head that you're down for whatever, because you can't think that you're going to lay down unprotected and something might come and then you're like, oh, well, I don't want to do it. Well, if that's the case, then you should have kept what you had to yourself and you shouldn't have laid down with the person. It's too late to be like, oh, okay, well, I don't want to do
Absolutely.
It
Absolutely.
You wanted something to do with it when that night came. So I don't
True.
Really know if I'm,
True that.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of feel like, you know, men and women both try and use that as like an excuse, you know, but like reality mm-hmm. is there's enough people out there having one unprotected sex as it is. And with the person mm-hmm. of which we're talking mm-hmm. about, I mean, she has to be in her 30s, 40s. So, I mean, granted, even if we think of back in that era, back then when her parents were growing up, or whatever the case may be, she was really talking about the love of which receiving it from her parents, and now she has to take care of her mother who is ill. Now she has to be that sole person. So how does she pick up the pieces and take care of that parent and not feel any resentment towards that person? Whether the father was involved or not, I kind of feel like the answer still remained the same of there should be some type of therapy or something there for that person, because whether the father wanted her or the mother wanted her, you guys still made a decision to lay down and make that baby. So now somebody got to take care of that baby, whether you want to or not, whether you want to love mm-hmm. them or not. You made that decision, so now you got to make that sacrifice. And if you don't make that sacrifice, then you're a coward. Someone's still
well,
going to have to teach this kid how to love and how to be loved. You know what I'm saying?
All right, now let's take it one step further, right? Because I know of things that happened with people personally because of the situation that they were in. And speaking from a male perspective, you have some women that say that they're using protection, and they're not. And the guy, because he doesn't want to be in a family situation, he's also using protection. But the female is actually not being truthful. Reason being is because the man is in a situation where he's well-to-do, or he's a good guy, whatever the case is. He's probably married, but he doesn't want to have kids out of wedlock. And because he's seeing someone on the side. Now this person decides, well, I'm going to entrap this person because I want them to be around, period. You see, so that's when I said there's a lot of different scenarios as to why children are in the world. And the sad part is that a lot of parents are not honest with the children, you see. They're not honest with the children as to what really happened in the relationship. They're not honest with the children as to why the father's not in the child's life, you understand. They're not being honest. And then the children grow up to have disdain for the parents or one of the parents or whatever the case is. And then 99.9% of the time, what happens is the children grow up and they actually get to be in the father's life. And then they realize that what was happening and what was being told to them was all a lie, because the father was actually there, but because of the scorn from the mother or whatever, for whatever happened, they decided to be vindictive and do things to keep the father out of the child's life. So there's a lot of scenarios that can be had for these different situations.
In some instances, the mother could have been trying to protect her children from what she had been going through, i.e., abuse or something, could be anything. But
I don't know.
Ray, we do have another caller real quick. I'm going to bring on another caller. Dave, I do hear what you're saying, but when we do the round table, if it's okay with you, I'd like to know what your feedback is on the lady who never received the love from her parents, but now she's in a situation where she has to take care of her mother. Now, we didn't get into the particulars as far as from what the story we were told. It didn't mention anything about the father. It just said the parents as a whole, and then it just said, Now, of course, at this, day and age, the mother, the kid has to take care of the mother. And sometimes there's a little bit of resentment. So I just wanted, when we do the round table, if you could just tell us what your feedback would be for someone like that, who is a young lady who's growing up, and it's probably in her 30s, at this point, and she's still broken. So I just want to know what your feedback is when we do that round table. But we're going to bring on another caller real quick, and then we'll go around. All right. Caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, caller?
Can you hear me?
Welcome.
I'm good. What scenario are you on? Because you just put on another topic. I'm trying to figure out what you want.
Okay. No. Okay, so pretty much the topic for tonight was how do you love a parent who's never showed you love? And the person who sent the information in, she actually now is in a situation where she has to take care of her mother. But she's still kind of broken, because in growing up, she never really experienced that love and affection from her parents. So now she's struggling as an adult. Right. So she's struggling as an adult on how to pick up the pieces and carry on. So if you can give your topic or your feedback on that, that's the topic.
First of all, how what's the age scenario of the lady?
She said about 35.
She's like
30? Connection, that's
okay.
Yeah, that's Miss No Better. Yeah, the connection's a little bad. Yeah.
So first of all, if you're in your 30s, by then you should be able to see and know what you got to do by then. I see if she's in her 20s and you don't know too much better. You know?
Oh,
and
Lord.
So she didn't have love. She didn't have love from the first. She didn't have the love from the first beginning, if anything. Yeah, the back door. You know, so if you're in your 30s, you should already be in advance to know who you are, where you are, and what you got to do. You know? So there's no excuse on that. Now she's making an excuse of because you got to be grown at a certain time. If you know you ain't had the love from your father, your mother, I don't know who it is, whatever. But you got to be mindful of that because you got people out there who had parents that was on drugs, and they had to grow up at 15 years old. So in your 30s, if you ain't learned how to be grown yet, you're never going to learn how to be grown. It's impossible, you know, since you can't make an excuse of, well, I never had the love, you got people out there that never had the love, never had the experience that a lot of people have. You know, I'm not rich, I'm not, but I was all right growing up. But love comes from in of you. So are you going to take what you didn't have and not learn and progress on? So she's making an excuse up like now, like, oh, I don't got the love, so what am I supposed to do? I have the love. Like, no, you're looking for somebody to scapegoat. Take the love that you didn't have and learn how to, because love grows on in you. You can't love somebody if you can't love yourself. See, she loves herself is the main thing. I can't love anybody if I don't love myself, right? If you agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we agree.
Huh? Okay.
We agree on that.
So you can't love yourself. You can't. So she got to ask herself, do I love myself? If you love yourself, you never love your parent. I don't care what your parent did because they brought you in this world. You wouldn't be here without them. Period. You know, like it's a million of people that didn't have parents at all but had to learn how to what? Love. So don't use an excuse. If you love yourself, you're going to love your parents regardless because at the end of the day, they push you out. At the end of the day.
All right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's always mother's year, father's maybe. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
It's always.
Yeah.
You know? So don't use excuses. Learn how to love. Take it to the left. Yeah, don't look for help. No. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait
for
something.
Right. Okay.
You got to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I want to get money, I got to go out there and get that job. Don't just settle for a job of, oh, I'll make $6 an hour. No. I'm going to bust my tail to make that job. I want $20 an hour, and I want this, and I want more for my family. I want more for – no, go do it. So if you want to love somebody, go love. Love hard. Don't love soft. Love hard. Unless there's agreement in it. If there's agreement in it, like, oh, I just love me to whatever, you know. Yeah, okay. No, go hard. Go hard at what you do. If you don't go hard at what you do, you're never going to get nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows.
All right,
work
so,
is hard.
So we're holding you right there to that thought, okay? Now, so for this for this person who sent any information, so pretty much your feedback is if you know how to love yourself, then stop making excuses. Put your big girl panties on, take care of your mother and be quiet. That's what you're saying pretty much?
That you damn right.
Okay,
right.
I thought so. All right, so
put them on. Throw them on.
So So with
I'm
that
sorry.
Being said,
well, you
I'm
know what it is?
Huh? I'm listening.
Real quick, you know what it is? In certain situations, not everybody is built the same. So certain situations like that can make or break you. So like you said, are you going to pick up those pieces and learn from it? But at the end of it, some scars are so deep that they don't heal. You know what I mean? So how do you get forward with healing? How do you heal from certain things like your expectations of a parent? How do you heal from stuff like that?
Well, you can't. If you don't heal yourself, you can't heal nothing else. You gotta heal yourself first.
So first, you gotta
heal yourself. If I don't heal myself, I can't heal nothing else. I'm not healed. So how can I heal something
people
that
hurt people?
You know? Yeah. And at the end of the day,
hurt people.
Right.
Hurt.
Right.
Listen.
All right. So
black people been hurt all their life. Black people been hurt all their life on everything we went through, from slavery and everything. And we had to come back and heal ourselves. So if you can't get off of that and heal yourself, then you're not going to be able to heal nothing. So just leave it alone
and
just handle it then. Uh-huh. You know, because it goes deep. It goes deeper than John Coffey. Goes deeper than John Coffey.
You got that right.
Like, no. You know what I'm saying?
So with that being said,
huh?
So not to interrupt the caller, but with that being said, it's about 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Usually at this time, we do go around the round table, and we start with the caller, and we let them give their feedback on a topic. So T's call drops. So we're going to go to Dave. Uh-huh. Dave, if you can give your feedback on a topic tonight, and then we're going to go to your caller. What's your name? I'm sorry. We didn't ask you your name. I'm sorry, caller.
Oh, my name is Cedric.
Cedric. Okay. Welcome, Cedric.
Yes,
all right, so
my name
Dave,
is Cedric.
We're going to start
Thank
with you first. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. So Dave, go ahead first, please.
When we say love, we have to question, what is love, right? What is love?
Mm-hmm.
When you use the letters in love, it's level of voluntary emotion. Now, when you decide and when you volunteer to show someone respect, basically what she would need to do is show her mother a level of respect. See, she doesn't have to love per se to the point of everything is forgiven, but it's a matter of respect for the mother that birthed her. And if she needs to take care of the person that birthed her, it should please her to be able to do that, regardless of what happened in the world. Like Cedric was saying, she's an older person now. She's not a child, right? Mm-hmm. And she's aware of her personal emotions. She is going to have to work on her inner self in order to be able to reflect what she's lacking so that it can be felt on the outside. And if she's still dealing with that, if she's still dealing with that at this age, that means that her experiences in the world has been limited and is limiting her. And it's going to cause her to continue to have this baggage that she doesn't need to have. Whenever you take a plane, they always say, check your baggage in. Check your baggage in, because they don't want you in walking around with all this baggage to clutter everything up on the plane. So what she's going to eventually have to do is check that baggage in and just go with the carry-on. Yeah. The carry-on is going to be her tools in order to show her mom the respect. And out of that respect and out of the bond, it may create a loving atmosphere. So she's going to have to deal with her inner self before she can actually deal with the situation. But it's a matter of respect is how she's going to have to deal with it.
Well, see, thank you, Dave.
Okay.
Because I did want to get your, I did want to get your feedback on a topic. So then we're gonna go on. And we're gonna go to Cedric. Cedric, you did give us,
Cedric,
was there anything else you wanted to add to it?
No, I'm saying Dave just hit it on the nose. Dave just hit it on the nose on feeding on that. You know, like, and that's true. But you learn to love. You learn to love as a baby. Even if it's not even your own mother or your own father, you learn to love as a baby, you know? So don't make excuses up. Grow up and love. Grow up and love. That's your mother, you got to take care of her. Take care of her. Yeah, don't think about it. Be about it. The time you think about something, it's going to always have you like no.
No,
that's still your mother. That's still whatever. Handle it. You know what I'm saying? Because you'll learn to love, period, when you're born. Just like your first your first crush. You love your first crush.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody taught you about your first crush. You learned it on your own. So how can you not love somebody that first? How can you not? It's unspeakable. It's unspeakable, hands down.
Right.
Like, no. Like, yeah, you had your first boyfriend. I love him. He bought you a little teddy bear, gave you a little note that says, will you go out with me, yes or no? You love, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm wrong. Maybe, I know it's supposed to. He bought you your first teddy bear, and you're like, oh, I'm in love. So you can't love somebody that birthed you, and you love that guy that bought you a teddy bear and a card, the cheapest card he can buy because he's only like 13, 14, he have no money. Then how do you not say you don't love your mother, but you love that guy?
Right. So that was.
Love speaks for itself.
So, of course.
No, but Dave makes a serious point.
Yeah. So not to cut you off, Cedric, but it's about 9:05, and our show ends at 9:00. So we do want to thank both yourself and Dave for calling in, and we'll be back on the air next week, Wednesday, 8:00.
We appreciate y'all, Daddy. Thanks.
Now,
you're welcome.
Now,
thanks, y'all.
Miss Ray Queen and Miss Nobetta, we're just going to turn the tables to you guys to give your final thought on the topic, okay?
Yes.
You can go first, Ray.
All right. Here. Alrighty, right. Ray Queen here. Yes, if you are holding on to some type of pain from not being loved as a child or whatever, just keep in mind the pain will remain the same until the pain of remaining the same is greater than the pain of change. Get your life together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm passing.
Look at
you.
You
go, girl. You
I'm passing on the mic.
Damn. Listen, y'all, I just want to remind everybody that y'all know what tomorrow is. Y'all know I'm big. Y'all know I'm very sentimental. I'm big on sentiment. And y'all know it's a sister's birthday tomorrow. y'all know how I do. But, again, you know, I know y'all probably heard me say this time and again. You got it? So I've read a book when the book is entitled When Others Make Life Difficult. Now that has nothing to do with anybody else. It does, but for the most it teaches you about you. And you have to do a lot of soul searching and digging and self-examination to know where you stand, and it'll teach you how to deal with people that come from a broken place. It teaches you how to deal with people that are messed up. You understand? And a lot of people ask me that too, like you're very forgiving and so. Listen, because that's how my heart is set up. That's how my heart is built. You understand? So, listen, it's part of my peace that is not allowed to be tapped by any man. You understand what I'm saying? By anybody. Certain places are just off limits. And me being angry, or you being angry, when I say you, I say you in general, with you being angry, that other person is actually taking your power. So, like you were saying before, we got to do some soul searching, you know, some self-examination, and then it'll just teach you how to deal with other people. That's it, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Love and love hard.
Okay.
I know I do.
All right. So, of course, this is Girl Calm in the building. So, of course, I do want to start off by saying happy birthday to Miss Nobetta. I know you're going to turn up tomorrow. You know, wish we could see you, but you know. But you go ahead and you enjoy yourself and do what you do. As far as the topic of discussion for tonight, I kind of feel like it's kind of twofold, kind of, because I did listen to some of the callers and their feedback. And what I do want to touch on that I feel that we didn't touch on enough is, yes, when you're a child, you are supposed to learn how to love. But I don't believe that you learn that by yourself. I think that you understand when different people treat you differently, but you don't know if it's love or not. Now, that's one. Now, two, when you are in, let's just say, high school, elementary school, whatever grade you're in, and you do find your first love, it's not your first love, it's your first lust, because you don't really know what the love is just yet. You know that you like the way that person makes you feel. You know that person is saying all the right things, but you're still a kid. You don't really understand the full aspect of loving someone or feeling love or being able to have that person love you the way that you need to be loved at that young of an age. I personally don't believe that you feel that. I think that you lust that person and you have a lust for them. You like the way they make you feel. You like the compliments that they're giving you, the attention that you're giving you. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's love. That's true. So now the third thing I do want to say is when it comes down to being a female and a female who has raised female, okay, I haven't raised a male from a baby to an adult, so I can't really relate. But when it comes down to a female raising females, I'll be the first person to tell you that it's not a matter of making excuses. It's a matter of you not being comfortable with the person you are because you haven't been shown exactly how to be comfortable. And I think that it's a lot of people out there that think that, yes, they have all the right answers, and, yes, because I'm an adult, I should know better. But reality is just because you're an adult and you reach 20, 30, 40, 50, that don't mean you know better. That just means you've learned to adapt to the different situation that you've been in. That doesn't mean it's right. It just means it's adaptable, and you've learned to adapt to it. So, therefore, I do stand strongly with what I'm saying when I say it has to be some type of therapy there. There has to be someone that the person can go to and communicate with. And it's not an excuse. I think it's a matter of not knowing any better. That's what it is. If you know better, you do better. If you don't know no better, how are you going to do better? And being an adult, being up in age, doesn't mean that you're going to do better because you're older. It just means the same dumb mistakes you were making when you're younger, you're going to make them when you're an adult because you don't know no better. So to me, I feel like there's a lot of different soul searching. Maybe it's different when it comes down to, you know, comes down to boys and raising boys. But I know from raising girls and from raising girls whose fathers was not in their life initially, I can tell you it's a burden and it's hurtful and it's baggage that they bring with them until they're able to get the therapy that they need. That's a straight fact. And it's nothing about being older and knowing better. It's about you feeling abandoned, you feeling not wanted, you feeling not accepted. You go through different stages in your life because you're older and you start to adapt. And then you start to try and figure out, what about me? You know, why didn't I receive the love? How come no one loves me like that? Where's my daddy? Okay, well, daddy and mommy, if you decide not to put on a condom and you decide to be unprotected, but you both decide to lay down, you both decide to make a decision. There's consequences. Like, I deal with it. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. I'm not a firm believer for making an excuse. I'm a firm believer of doing what's right. And whether you chose to do it, whether you were messing around with a married man or whoever he was or whoever he had, it doesn't make a difference. Reality is you lay down with me. We lay down together. We made a decision. Whether I lied or you lied, it's still our responsibility. So if you know better, you do better, and you raise these kids, and you show them the love and the affection that they need from the beginning, and never think that it's an excuse. You know for a fact that you need help. The fact you can say you need help, now you need to get that help that you need because you can accept the fact that you need help. So with that being said, to me, it was a great show, ladies. I enjoyed myself, as always. A lot's been going on, but God willing, we're here to see another day, and I'm happy. So be it. God bless you all, and we'll look forward to the next week Wednesday. God bless.
Okay. Hello.
Happy birthday, Miss Lobetta. Enjoy yourself. Don't turn up too bad, girl. Enjoy yourself.
With a real one, that's a dedication.
Wow.
Had them patiently waiting for a revelation. Even when I ain't around, ain't no separation. Your skin smooth, your eyes brown, and you're far from basic. Then we go to different places with no suitcases. But when we come back, we got suitcases. Right now, I use love for a medication. Back in the day, I should Cupid with no hesitation. I got more than 40 acres for my reparation. See, I'm my navigation, that's my destination. Please don't never tell on me, baby.
Never tell.
That mean don't call 12 on me,
baby.
As long as the meal prepared for me, baby.
Prepared.
The meals I prepare, I share with you, baby.
Yeah.
Of course they gon' like it, look at me. Everybody ain't happy, they look happy.
Lots
Drop down on the dime like I'm used to it. Praying you make it home like I'm used to it. Praying you make it home, I got used to it. Praying you make it home like I'm used to it. Drop down on the dime like I'm used to it. Praying you make it home.
Don't we ride?